From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Tuesday, April 21st. Coming up, new survey data shows public education is an important subject for most California voters ahead of the June primary. Also, former California State Controller Betty Yee has suspended her campaign for governor. But first, a controversial plan to redesign downtown Chico's streets is back up for discussion at tonight's city council meeting. This comes after a split vote among the council earlier this month, and after weeks of heated debate within the business community. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has more.
The Downtown Revitalization Project is a multi-year plan to improve the district by making it more walkable and bikeable. One option the council has been considering would bring traffic lanes on Main and Broadway streets down from 3 to 2 to make room for bikeways. Opponents of the plan say construction would hurt business, but proponents say it would make downtown a more attractive and safer place for shoppers.
According to the Chico Enterprise Record, the council is hoping to apply for grant funding to help pay for the project. The grant application deadline is this June, putting the pressure on councilors to make a decision. And former California State Controller Betty Yee this week announced she is suspending her campaign for governor. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Yee, a Democrat, was among a handful of candidates polling at less than 10%, according to a recent PPIC poll. She told reporters on Monday that her polling made it difficult for her campaign to bring in the resources needed to get through the primary. She was critical of Democratic Party leaders' calls on lower polling candidates to drop out.
Look, when you have polls that are solely for the purpose of narrowing the field and you're in single digits, and every subsequent poll shows that you're in single digits, that has an effect on donors about, you know, your viability.
Yee also said she doesn't believe voters are prioritizing experience and competence when it comes to the governor's race. She didn't immediately endorse another candidate in the race, but said she would do so in the coming weeks. 6 Democrats and 2 Republicans are still running. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
The state of California this month allocated $145 million to support efforts to house unhoused people in 8 regions, including Yuba County. The county was granted $600,000 to improve and expand its existing interim housing. Last year, California saw a 9% reduction in people living on the street, the first drop in homelessness in 15 years. Moving to Plumas County, the FireSafe Council, in partnership with the Northern Sierra Air Quality Management District and the City of Portola, is offering Portola area residents a chipping day this Saturday, available on first-come, first-served basis. Accepted materials include branches measuring 3 to 12 feet in length and natural woody vegetation only. Not accepted are pine needles, leaves, yard debris, and vines or shrubs. The California Housing Finance Agency is offering up the CalAssist Mortgage Fund. It helps homeowners affected by disasters, including wildfires, that happened between January 2023 to 2025. KRCR reports that the program provides 12 months of mortgage payments for homes that were destroyed or rendered uninhabitable. The assistance is free to apply for and does not require repayment. The set fund amount is over $100 million. Californians say the state's public education system needs changes, and new data from the Public Policy Institute of California shows education is an important subject for residents ahead of the upcoming June primary election. Voters will decide who will advance in the race for governor, as well as the state superintendent. Results from the survey show more than 80% of likely voters find the stance of gubernatorial candidates on public education to be at least somewhat important. More than 30% of likely voters haven't decided which superintendent candidate to vote for. Nearly half of those surveyed say they'd like to see the 10 candidates vying for that position participate in town hall meetings and debates. Survey participants identified student cell phone use, immigration protection, and teacher salaries as some key issues. Hopes that a pair of California condors might produce the first offspring in the Pacific Northwest in more than a century are dwindling. According to a release from the Yurok tribe, biologists monitoring the behavior of the mated pair nesting in Humboldt County believe if an egg was laid, it failed to hatch. They say it will be several more weeks before they can know for sure, but it's unlikely a chick has survived. Condors were nearly extinct by the 1970s, but they are slowly recovering due to aggressive restoration efforts. And a new bill to address human-mountain lion conflicts is moving through the state Senate. It would require the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to update lawmakers annually on its lion conflict reduction program, which promotes research, public education, and non-lethal deterrence. Though the big cats have a fearful reputation, attacks on people are extremely rare. According to CDFW statistics, there have been just 30 attacks in more than 130 years, with 6 being fatal. There are currently about 4,500 cougars statewide. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, April 21st. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.